Once upon a time, your polls were fine. You liked your signs, you spewed your lines, didn't you? People called you like the dolls, you grabbed it all, but now they've stalled and they're quitting you. You used to act so amused, till SNL stomped on lines you used, and at least seven women who say you abused came forward to show it's your turn to lose. You're exposed now, you're visible, we see you, you just aren't real. How is your deal? How is your deal? Now that your cards are shown, dropping low your tone like a polling stone. How you say you went to the finest schools, but you never learned the important rules like tell the truth. You made up your facts, it was all an act by a huckster hack with a bluster knack and so uncouth. You say you never compromise, but you also never apologize. You just shoot your mouth off every wise. We see the vacuum behind your eyes. You're a user, an abuser, you're a loser. You can't conceal. How is your deal? Can this be real? That your chance is blown. Guess your white bird's flown. Down, down, falling prone. Like a pulling stone. Like a pulling stone.
Nervous number.
You're the top.
You're a cool cucumber.
You're a way out chick who can make my ticker tilt.
You're a wicked swinger, ring ding ding of your custom built.
You're the end.
You're a souped up wagon.
You're the friend.
When the whole scene's dragging.
He's a nowhere drip who isn't hip to bop.
But if baby I'm the lowest, you're the top.
You're the top. Yes, you're the top.
You're the top.
You're a TV fanstand.
You're the top.
You're the big fat birdland. You're the latest song that just rocks along and down.
You're a Presley sideburn, a jet that I'd burn.
Man like Bob!
You're a charge.
Any god can spot it.
Very large.
In a group that's got it. He's a lead balloon, a square, a glue, a flop.
But if baby I'm the lowest, you're the top.
You're the top.
There are just no others.
You come on.
Like the Maverick Brothers.
He's a cat who shook a nothing good, a chop.
But if baby I'm the lowest, you're the top.
I like it already. Love is a ring of smoke. Smoke makes me choke. I fell for you from the start.
Oops.
I got a blistered heart. I fell into a boiling ring of smoke. I went down, down, down till I thought I was gonna croak. And it smarts, smarts, smarts. Yeah, it smarts my throat and it makes me choke the ring of smoke. We're gonna cash in on this sound. Play it again. Thank you, friend. I fell into a boiling cloud of smoke. I went down, down, down and got lost in the fog. And it smarts, smarts, smarts. It smarts my throat. It makes me choke the ring of smoke. I thought love was a ring of fire. Till it burned the wire off my guitar. Oh, that burning fire. Now I'm a star with a hot guitar. I fell into a boiling ring of smoke. I went down, down, down till I thought I was gonna croak. And it smarts, smarts, smarts. It smarts my throat and it makes me choke the ring of smoke. And just like goat, I'm about to croak from the ring of smoke. I'm getting choked. Thank you, folks.
More than cold hard facts.
Last 10. I got back in town 3 years before I was supposed to. For some reason, the Army just decided to send me back. Isn't that weird? They wouldn't even tell me why. The squirrely doctor just said I didn't qualify. How about that? Some of them cold, hard facts. I passed a little wine store they had there on the corner. And then I passed two more, trying to find me a cold six-pack. I tell you, I wasn't about to give up. 'Cause when you're out of juice, you're out of luck. And you better believe, right there's a bunch of cold hard facts, Clyde. Finally, I found a beer shop that was open. And they had a big sign in the window that said, "Drive in." So I backed off and I really gunned it. I'll tell you one something. Drive in was exactly what I did. Right through the window, Clyde. Some stranger drug his bod out from under the counter. And his two bottles of your best was dripping through the bottom of his sack. Oh, and so the storekeeper had to buy him two more, and I had to buy the storekeeper a new front for the store. It was about $200 worth of lessons in cold hard facts. A stranger kept talking about this girl whose husband was out of town. And then he winked at me and I thought, "Well, dummy, can't you make up your mind?" And then he winked again as he left the shop. And I said, "Blow in my ear and I'll call a cop. Maybe they can teach you something about the cold hard facts, you squirrels." Finally, there was something I couldn't put off any longer. And that was letting my ding-a-ling wife know that I was here. Would you believe I drove around that bloody block till I was dizzy.
Boys, don't ever drive round and round the block when you've been drinking beer. I went busting in the house and you talk about some surprise faces. Caught him a little off guard there. I said, hey, you're the stranger from the liquor store with the leaky sack. I said, you'll all excuse me, I'll just grab my clothes and go wheel. As for you, my friend, your taste has just gone to you've just begun to learn the cold hard facts. You really have. Boy, you socked it to yourself with them cold hard facts.
Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety-clack. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dee. Give it up, give it up. Give your love to me. Tweedly-dot, tweedly-dee-dot. Give me, give me. Give me all the love you've got. Humpty-um-bum-bum. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dum. I'm a lucky so-and-so. Hubba, hubba, honey-doo. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dum. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dot. How are you going to keep that honey you got? Hunkies, hunkies, pieces bite. I'm going to see my honey tonight. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dot. Give that kiss to me before you go. Tweedly dum, tweedly dee dum. Looky, looky, looky. Look at that sugar plum. Humpty-um-bum-bum. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dum. You're as sweet as bubblegum. Mercy, mercy, puddin' pie. You've got something that money can't buy. Tweedly, tweedly,
the devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb. Cause the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope. But if you can't, the devil'll get your dope. The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit.
Oh,
Damn. When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey, man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard crying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Fry cook named Charlie had the best cafe in town, where parents, kids, and grandma too could come in and sit down. The sudden rise in pistol packing burned old Charlie's hide, so he posted a sign above the door: "Leave your guns outside, boys. Leave them in your car, kids. Leave your guns outside." The city's top attorney came to see him the next day at the request of a local member of the NRA. He told old Charlie open carry was legal and bona fide, but Charlie said, "I must insist. Leave your guns outside, boys, or go eat somewhere else, kids. Leave your guns outside." The next day, twice as many yahoos came inside with guns, and Charlie talked him into leaving, all except just one, who yelled about a tax on the Second Amendment he could not abide. "But you terrorists won't win in my place," said Charlie. "Take your guns outside, hoss, or don't come in here again, jerk. Leave your guns outside." The Yahoo laughed at Charlie, for he saw that flying kick, and Charlie knocked that fella out with just one easy lick. "I was in the special forces and I've seen what guns can do, and I ain't about to take no guff from a toy soldier like you, son. This cafe is my home, kid. Leave your guns outside."
Frankie, And then, someday, they may quit all.
Oh, you're so right, Gregory.
Gregory, my name is not... Why do you come... After all, I'm not... Why do you even... I'm even... Oh,
we were not too young at all. Try Charles.
Oh, Charles.
Sorry, my name is Max. Shall we dance? I want to whisper nothing in your ear.
From Mr. Timothy Leary. wheels her wheelbarrow through streets that are narrow. Her barrow is narrow, her hips are too wide. So wherever she wheels it, the neighborhood feels it. Her girdle keeps scraping the homes on each side. In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, my Molly stands out, cause she weighs 18 stone. It's 256 pounds. I don't mind her fat, but... it's not only that, but... she's cockeyed and muscle-bound, Molly Malone. I know a man, his name is Lang, and he has a neon sign. And Mr. Lang is very old, so they call it Old Lang Sign. Oh, what have you done, Billy Sal, Billy Sal? Oh, what have you done, charming Billy? You took almost every cent from the U.S. government, which you spent on fertilizer, which is silly. All day, all night, Cary Grant. That's all I hear from my wife is Cary Grant. What can he do that I can't? Big deal, big star, Cary Grant. Oh, the moon is bright tonight upon the car wash, so I'm having my Volkswagen washed again. But the way things go with me, the way my luck runs, just as soon as they're finished, it will rain. I'm top of old Smokey, all covered with hair. Of course I'm referring to Smokey the Bear. Here's a famous old folk song that you all know, entitled Aura Lee. Every time you take vaccine, take it orally. As you know, the other way is more painfully. My grandfather's clock was the best ever made by the Timex company. Just like the clock John Cameron Swayze displayed last night on the old TV. Oh, it works underwater so perfectly, and it still makes a ticking sound, which my grandfather tried only this afternoon, and that's how the old man drowned. Do not make a stingy sandwich, pile the cold cuts high. Customers should see salami coming through the rack. Oh, I diet all day and I diet all night. It's enough to drive me bats. Got no gravy or potatoes, cause the whole refrigerator's full of polyunsaturated fats. Very well, Metrical and the others of that ilk. Let the diet start tomorrow, cause today I'll drown my sorrow in a double malted milk. When you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. I repeat what I just said before. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Oh, buy the corned beef if you must. The pickled herring you can trust. And the lox puts you in orbit. A-OK. But that big hunk of liverwurst has been there since October 1st. And today is the 23rd of May. So when you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. It'll make your insides awful sore. No
Beatles. No Beatles like Bud. So we'll have to rumble. Beatles versus Bud. Beatles versus Bud. Brigade, and if we have to, we will even get raid, even get raid, even get raid. So you tell all the Beatles that they better beware, and tell all the Beatles they better comb their hair, they better comb their hair. And if we have to, we will even get ready, even get ready, even get ready. So you tell all the Beatles that they better beware, and tell all the Beatles they better comb their hair.
Good boys. He took from the rich bitch. before. He had a fear of no man, only for his broad. Her name was Marianne. Now he's the switcheroo, Robin Hood's loyal crew. Clinton forgave them all, but here's what they had to do. They became the secret tapers and were very good. And that ends my little tale of Robin Hood. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. Oh, Robin!
Oh, Robin!
Robin Hood, Robin Hood!
Yeah, yeah, I'm a wise guy. I'm wise. I'm smart. Yeah, I'm smart. Good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the one and only Bit Slap. I'm KBC, the only one of him. And we are here in Addlewood, where everything is still green a little bit, and that's just the way we like it. This week we are, I don't know, is it satire or is it parody? I think mostly they're parodies. Parody apparently uses more humor, they say, so I don't know. It's a bunch of crap for you. Started with Loose Bruce Kerr nailing, who is he nailing there? Was he nailing Dylan or was he nailing Trump? I think both at the same time, with a kind of a kiss to Dylan. All right, does that sound good? Ed Cookie Burns, You're the Top. After that, put his own lyrics in there. Ring of Smoke from Ben Colder, of course, the alter ego of Sheb Willie, you know, the Purple People Eater guy. Yes, definite satire there. We heard from Don Bowman satiring a Bill Anderson song, The Cold Hard Facts. This is more Cold Hard Facts. What else? Let's see. What do we get here? Cactus Pryor, along with a guy named Ralph Keys. I think Ralph was on the piano, perhaps. That was Cactus Pryor. Tweedledee, as you'd never heard it before. David Allan Coe, The Devil Went Down to Jamaica. Leave Your Guns Outside was Jim Terror. Apparently that's based on a true story in Colorado from 2013. Okay. Spike Jones, Too Young, featuring Sarah Berner and Paul Frees. Jeannie's Weenies, a medley built around a hot dog stand in Hamtramck, Michigan, I am led to understand. I could be wrong. I don't know. Alan Sherman, Sticks of One, Half a Dozen of the Other. He had a kind of medley thing like that on all of his earlier albums. This was from the very first. You know, like Weird Al does with the polkas? Yeah, that kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, Sticks of One, Half a Dozen of the Others. This was from the first one, My Son the Folk Singer. And then we had the Bugs. And that was the Bugs versus the Beatles. I think I know how that one turned out. And let's see, Beatallica after that. I Want to Choke Your Band. Dreadful business there. That was, yes, it's a whole album of Beatle-type things done Metallica style. And be glad you don't have to listen to them all again like I don't. Okay? Anyway, Joe Pesci after that, and that was, of course, Robbie Hood riffing on Louis Prima and the gang. Okay? So, what do you want to do now, huh? I got an idea. I got a word from my sponsor, and you're going to listen to him. You hear? Yeah, you hear? Yeah.
For years, I suffered from vertigo.
Out of nowhere, I'd feel dizzy, disoriented, even nauseous.
Dramamine helped my flashes subside, and I hadn't had a flare-up in years.
Years?
Years.
Until recently.
I was jogging, listening to Spotify.
Casually browsing iTunes.
Flipping through the radio.
And I heard this new song that I loved.
I loved.
I looked to see who it was, and that's when the vertigo hit.
It was Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. The whole room started spinning.
I felt nauseous. I don't like Taylor Swift. I know I don't.
Yes, you do. You friggin' love her. Hi, I'm neurologist Dr. David Doctor. Over the last 1 month, realizing you love Taylor Swift has become the leading cause of vertigo in adults. That's why now, there's Swiftamine, the fast-acting antihistamine tablet that's pink and bubbly, just like Taylor herself.
I took my daughters to a Taylor Swift concert. I did not want to go. I do not get it. But as soon as the concert started, I was on the ground. My daughter said I was slurring my words, and that those words were, girl can write a song. Thank heck for Swiftamine.
I never got into Taylor Swift because in interviews she's always like, I'm Taylor Swift. It's like, no. Then the other day I found myself humming Shake It Off and I got so dizzy I fell into traffic. Thanks a lot, Taylor. Just kidding. You're amazing.
Medically speaking, Taylor Swift onset vertigo occurs when one of her songs forces your brain to fight your ears. Your frontal lobe says, oof. Taylor Swift, she's always wearing like a 1950s bathing suit. But your ears say, shut up. This is a perfect song. Taylor Swift onset vertigo can strike any time, any place.
Oh man, this beat is banging! Who is it?
Taylor Swift!
What? I freaking love Taylor Swift!
Swift to me, for when you realize you love Taylor Swift.
Damn it! She got me!
Hello, fighter. I'm on a cruise ship on the water, and there's nothing that could spoil it if we only had a single working toilet. There's a busted generator. Sure, they'll fix it, but much later. All the bathrooms, now they're empty, and we're making do with something called a hefty. Frantic message, captain speaking, all the crew and guests are reeking. Some have gone mad, others raving, which can happen when you go weeks without bathing. Word came up from engineering, there's a problem with the steering. We'll be docking, least we shoulda. But those penguins tell me we're not in Bermuda. Fly me home, oh carnival. Fly me home, I'm not so well. Don't leave me out on the open seas, where every day's a new disease. Fly me home, I promise I will not sue you. Or rat on Chaplain Multigrew. We bowed our heads to pray. He sailed the lifeboat away. Dearest Mudda, dearest Fada, we're still stuck here on the water. There's been fighting, there's been hoarding, and I killed a man today while shuffleboarding. I have good news of a rescue. We've been boarded by a new crew. They are pirates. We've been captured. But there's toilets on their ship, so I'm enraptured.
Shoes. When the mop guy came to swab the deck, I asked, is this boat safe? And he replied, heck, this is the Titanic. It won't sink. So I play it. I shuffleboard and I peed down. don't hold a grudge. The water's cold when we jump in the drink, and parts of some guys really started to shrink. And my waterproof watch was really taking a beating, was getting a cramp in my leg, 'cause I didn't wait a half hour after eating. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? Unsinkable Titanic, and yet really do sink. Well, our swim to shore really started to blow, 'cause we didn't play any Marco Polo. When I made it home, I was swimming in dough. I sold the rights to the movie. Yeah, yeah, this is a fun way of sneaking up on you. This is a fun, fun way of sinking you down.
Thank you. Is that recording that? Ah, quit your complaining. If I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up after two. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who doesn't tie his shoes. When I get up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's got an aching head. After breakfast, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who goes straight back to bed. But I could walk 500 miles, but that would make me too damn tired. So I'll break down and I'll buy a car so I can drive to the local bar. If I'm working, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who calls in sick for you. When I call it, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who says he's got the flu. And my back hurts,
and my back hurts,
and I'm coughing up some blood, and when I pee, I see my urine's turning blue. When I stay home, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's watching his cartoons. And I could walk 500 miles, but that would make me too damn tired. So I'll break down and I'll buy a car so I can drive to the local bar. I'll be drinking,
we'll be drinking,
you'll be buying,
we'll be buying,
la 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 la. I'll be smoking,
you'll be smoking,
you'll be choking,
we'll be choking,
la 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 la. Could walk 500 miles, but that would make me too damn tired. So I'll break down and I'll buy a car so I can drive to the local bar. I could walk 500 miles, but that would make me too damn tired. So I'll break down and I'll buy a car so I can drive to the local bar.
About a town that you probably will not see, cause it's kind of a fable and it's only on cable, and they call it Mayberry. Got a sheriff in the town, never totes a gun around cause he's only a local jailer, and the show has a slant cause he lives with his aunt, and his name is Andy Taylor. Andy, dinner's on the table, come home. Andy, dinner's on the table, come home.
Well, my name is Andy, folks say I'm dandy, I'm the sheriff without a gun. Now let me see, this mean ain't B and Opie, he's my son. Now I got me a man always at my command, and between us there's no strife, cause he's true and he's blue and he's my cousin too, and his name is Barney Fife.
Say, Barney, why don't you come out of the back room and rap for these folks, Barney? Come on now.
All right.
It's kind of a trick to this, Ange.
Yeah,
I used to be in the choir.
Me, 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 me. All right, stand back, here you go.
I'm Deputy Fife, the law is my life, and you can say it's in my blood. Cause whenever there's trouble, I'm there on the double to nip it in the bud. Got a gun, never cock a cup of bullet in my pocket, and a gal named Thelma Lou. There's Goober and Emmett and Howard Otis and Floyd the Barber, too. Here's Floyd.
Ooh, ooh, boy needs a haircut. Ooh, 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 boy needs a haircut. Ooh.
That's a tour through the town, just a quick look around, and we hope you enjoyed your stay. If the thing you didn't see, get yourself a TV. It's on cable twice a day. Hit him, Mayberry.
Well, would you looky there, ain't B. I have never seen such a good-looking apple cobbler, I'll tell you what. Hey, Barn, what say we take Helen and Thelma Lou up to Myers, Blake?
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Emmett, get that vehicle out of here. I want it out of here, out of here, out of here. No.
Cobra, have you seen my nasal spray?
No, I ain't, Howard.
Hey, Andy, you're gonna need another deputy now Barney's gone. How about me, huh? Huh? Hey, Andy?
Turn it up. Calendar pages keep on turning. We've been living this way since way back when. 21st century is upon us. But it sure feels like 1810, and I'll say it again.
Hey, Barry, do you know why Mennonites have AstroTurf in their yards?
No, why?
So their vibes won't graze when they go outside to hang the laundry.
Heard Weird Al sing about us. And I don't really think that's right. I hope Al Yankovic will remember. An Amish man's not supposed to fight. Then again, I might. Sweet home Indiana, where the fields are so green. Sweet home Indiana, the only state I've ever seen. You know what I mean? You know, Carl, I figure a Mennonite invented toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, Barry, buys that.
Because if an Amish feller invented it, it'd be called teeth paste.
In California, they got a theme park. And we hear it's owned by a great big mouse. Now, how'd that mouse get all of that money? Then I don't even own my house. I feel like a louse.
Sweet home Indiana.
Ain't no beach or amusement park.
Sweet home Indiana.
We go home when it gets dark.
So these two Mennonite fellas are hauling a 12-foot tall load of hay, and they come up on a 10-foot tunnel. One guy looks at the other one and says, hey, I don't see any cops, let's go for it. In Napanee, we love the parson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's been known to shun a soul or two.
Yeah, he do.
Having whiskers does not bother me. Does shaving daily bother you? Well, I bet it do.
Sweet home Indiana.
Yeah, the heartland really rocks.
Sweet home Indiana.
We're too cool to change our clocks. Crazy like a fox.
Sweet home Indiana.
Oh, sweet home. There they race the cars in May.
Sweet home Indiana.
Heck beats baling hay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somewhere that's airtight. Can't stop. Grillin. Mr. Grillin. Mr. Grillin. Mr. Grillin.
Huh?
Mr. Grillin, it's Doc.
Not Doc. Come back later.
No, I'm not Doc. I'm Fester. Doc, he's lying in the street with an arrow clean through his neck.
Not now, Fester. Come back later.
No, Mr. Grillin, now, it's Doc, and he's hurt real bad there in the street. That's what he's doing.
Who's there?
Oh, Mr. Grillin, now, you just gotta come. Now, Doc, he's your friend.
Huh? Oh, yes. Doc, get Doc to take out your adenoids and see if that helps.
Adenoids, I never... You need some hot coffee. Now, this thing is serious. Now, Doc, he's been hit. He needs your help. Now, what do you figure on doing, Mr. Grillin?
Oh, Fester, it is you. Can't you come back later and... yeah, get the doc to look at that leg or something.
Get rid of him.
The doc has looked at my leg, Mr. Grillin, and there's nothing he can do.
Well, then show him the other one. Try to get a matching set.
Mr. Grillin, now Doc, he's not going to make it. Now, that arrow's clean through his neck, and he's just lying there right smack in the middle of the street. Like, I mean, you're the marshal, and I've always looked up to you.
Fester, you go back out there and make sure it's really Doc, and check him over real carefully, then let me know.
Well, yes, sir, I'll do it. Check him. It's Doc, all right, with an arrow right through his neck.
Yeah. Which side?
Oh, I didn't check him.
Yeah.
Well, it's both sides clear through.
Through what?
Through what? Well, through what? Through what? Mr. It's Doc.
Oh. Oh, Doc, of course. Wait there a minute, Doc. I'll be right with you.
He said, arrow right for old. I do my best. I go back and forth. Oh, no, I don't care. Oh, no. Oh, Mr.
Look. If you had one shot to sit on your lazy butt and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush, would you go for it or just let it slip?
Yo. Remote is ready, eyes wide, palms are sweaty. The Flintstones on the TV already, Wilma and Betty. No virgin, the channel surfing, and I'm HD ready. So I flip, garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell, who folks want to disembowel. He opens his mouth, always says something foul. They're dying, wow, wannabes are crying now. He votes them out, time to throw in the towel. Shows based on reality, oh, the humanity, oh, Aussie's family show, loves profanity, whoa, the insanity, oh, dogs that crap and pee, home of depravity, no, they live happily, yo, plus the Ally G show, and celebrity mole, oh, and there's Anna Nicole, she's scaring me, look, mono cavities, oh, it's a station break, better go out to the kitchen and microwave something,
you're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, but I'm still tuning in every show, my cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Travel Channel, Discovery, and Lifetime,
you're gonna
lose your mind watching TV, they told me, turn off those music videos. I'm gonna watch C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the History Channel, and QVC, and Lifetime.
My butt is aching as I watch NASCAR racing, that show about undertaking Larry King, to 24 to Law and Order. Florida. The Weather Channel's boring, like 60 Minutes, ancient reporters. Next up on E! True Hollywood Story, the rise and decline of 12 actors named Corey. Shows for next fall, they already been naming. CSI Boise and Touched by an Uncle both sound pretty lame. So does everybody tolerates Raymond. And King of Queens jumped the shark the first minute. I can't believe Richard Simmons ain't in it. I move right underway, simple rules for dating my teenage daughter. Then I bet I watch The Bachelorette, followed by Welcome Back, Cotter, and the Muppet Show, where they go when I'm out. Lose your mind watching TV, they told me, they told me, but I still tune in every show. My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Disney Channel, and A&E, and Lifetime. You're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, cajoled me, but I still love Lisa Kudrow. I'm looking at C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Court TV, and Lifetime. Never missed Melrose Place or Lost in Space. I've seen each amazing race and without a trace. But I only watched Will and Grace one time, one day. Wish I hadn't, cause TiVo now thinks I'm gay. Oh, and Fear Factor, I watched maybe a half hour. After that, felt like I needed a long shower. Network execs with naked ambitions. Next week on Fox, watch Lions Eat Christians. Like to tie up those programming planners. Make them watch all of that junk till their heads explode just like scanners. Covered grub-eating fools on Survivor. Look, there's James Lipton discussing the oeuvre of Mr. Rob Schneider, and there's Gilligan and SpongeBob Plus. There's MacGyver, and Jay Leno has got Madonna. Hey, there's Luke Perry on a special all-pig Latin episode of Drew Carey. Wanna turn on E.T., cause I'm a gossip freak, and I gotta know who J-Lo is marrying this week. A 30-second spot, then we come back to Are You Hot? I was planning on recording The Sopranos. I forgot! Of shows with or without a plot. I'll stare till my legs are numb, my eyes bloodshot, because I only have got one brain to rot. I'm gonna spend my life watching television a lot. You're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, they told me, but I still tune in every show. My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Sci-Fi Channel, and AMC, and Lifetime. You're gonna lose your mind watching TV, they told me, cajoled me, turn off that Oprah Winfrey show. I got it on C-SPAN, TV Channel, and MTV, and Lifetime.
You can watch anything you want to, man.
Empieza a contar las noticias. Yo pudiera estar aquí para quedarme. Oye, tengo una buena parte de Nueva York. Nueva York, Nueva York. Estos zapatos vagabundos están básicamente deseando quedarse. Disculpe, quiero decir con permiso. El directo a Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, El Bronx y Staten Island también. Quiero despertar en una ciudad que nunca duerme. Y al encontrar que soy rey de la loma sobre el monte. Estas melancolías cerradas del instante están siendo investigadas por una comisión especial de delegados que han sido escogidos simpáticos a los parámetros legislativos de la situación. En viejo Nueva York. Oye, si puedo hacerme aquí, francamente me hago donde quiera. Eso queda de ti, Nueva York, Nueva... De veramente, pase a botar la basura y a salir, el camión se estaba alegando, y yo grité, estoy mutante, y el chofer contesto, no hey, ¿por qué? Súbase, how am I doing?
No respect, oye, mozo, me cuente, por favor.
Quiero despertar en la ciudad que nunca duerme. Y encontrarme si el número uno sobre la lista, Rey de la Loma. And incidentally, a heck of a nice guy. ¿Estás?
Sí o no, ¿estás?
¿Estás, my sugar? Nah, melancholias. Oh, arriba. Say están derritiendo. Oh, al ritmo, muchachos. Voy a hacerme un nuevo principio. En viejo Nueva York. Yes, I said they are key. Lo harass Dundi Kira. Esta de di Nueva York, Nueva York. Aproximadamente pienso que Nueva York es buena terapéutica. Hoy hay una manzana al día, es gran para la Constitución.
Jim, you're in the house of Slim, and I'm happy to say that's me. Dig, the party don't stop if you wanna bop. I got uppers, downers, LSD. Don't be low, have a blow, a little get up and go. Joe, have yourself a little freeze. I toot for the snoot if you wanna go the route. I got grams, quarters, I got OZs. Hey, step in the back, Jack, join the crowd. I know you'll enjoy the fun. Everyone's wired and the music's loud. If you wanna break the ice, here's a one-on-one. Hey, look who's here, it's my old friend Jack the Snack. Welcome, bro. Don't he take it slow. How come you so laid back, Jack?
Hey, all right. How you doing, Snail? You mind if I step in? I'm so pinned. I'm sorry. Am I late? I don't know where I've been. You know me, Slim.
That's just your fate, Jay. You may be late, but you always come on time.
Hey, I hate to be a drag, man. You got any skank? Maybe a nickel bag.
Say no more if you want to score. Let me see what I can do.
Oh, wow, man. I knew I could count on you, Slim.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Slim. I don't know him, and I think you out of line. Don't be telling everybody this is your place when you know damn well it's mine. You hear me?
Hey, take it light, Mike. I was being polite. Brother Jack's all right.
That's not the point. You can come on in, Jack. I'm out of type. Just don't be messing here with no China wife.
Oh, wow, man. Mellow out. Everybody's cool.
Listen, there's a room in the back, Smack.
Don't make me shout, Slim. I'm not some kind of fool. I'll do the talking
here. You drag bag, you bothering me. If you don't like skag, try some of this tea.
Hey, I told you politely, don't interrupt me. I'm gonna have to end your stay abruptly,
hey,
boy.
Slow down, Mike. Let's just relax.
I tell you something, Slim. Just remember where you are.
Okay, I can dig it.
Excuse me, fellas. I hate to be a bother. I was wondering if any of you happen to have seen a little alligator purse. It belongs to my wife. She left it on the corner of the sofa over there to the right of my... Where's my briefcase? Great. Honey, we're in trouble. I told you this is not the O'Connell place. When we first arrived, I said, find Barkley Drive, and you insisted the direction said, take two lefts. I should have known at that moment that your mother's little map was so far off. Darling, I'm talking to you. There's a problem here. If you remember when we came, I was saying it's the same situation we got into when your mother... Okay, who took the wallet? Oh, this is really unbelievable. Excuse me just a sec.
Oh, wow. Who was that?
Ask me, Jack.
Let's get back to the subject, Slim.
Hey, where's my hat?
Not only that, my new raincoat is gone, for heaven's sake.
Have you seen my Jordache jeans?
I've been through some scenes, but this one really takes the cake. Well, a hip, hip, a diggity dog, and a bippity boppity boo. Zippity doo da, coo coo ka doo, diggy diddly dive too. Rudy, kazooty, tooty, fruity, oh Rudy, skip, skip, skip to my loo. Sock it to me, zickity boom. I'm missing my billfold. I'm missing my wallet. Coo-coo-ca-choo to the bang bang boogie to the credit card too, and the shades are gone. Have you seen my lighter, baby? Don't know that. Let's rock. Hey, keys to my car. The keys to my car. Jack, come here a minute. Hey, my watch is done here either. The is gone.
How was the party?
It was loud.
Ooh, nice briefcase.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, it's over here. Leather, velvet.
Look at this purse.
It
sort it out later. Oh, right. Is that alligator?
That's alligator.
Let me see that.
Check it out.
Wow.
This wallet is...
There's great stuff in here.
This is elephant. The wallet. Elephant or something. I don't know.
Glasses. Uh-oh. Might be gold rims.
These are hundreds.
I like stories with a happy ending, don't you? Yeah, I know. Okay, we have poked fun at a lot of people tonight, and I would continue to do so if there was only... Oh, I wish somebody would write these things more often. Weird Al opened up a big gate for people like Cletus T, and Power Salad is right up there with him. Stuff like that. Anyway, what do we hear? Let me tell you. Something from Saturday Night Live about Swiftamine. I really was surprised to find Taylor Swift has been around for almost 20 years. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't start taking her seriously until about a month ago. Yeah. All right. Anyway, letter from a cruise ship. That was from Power Salad, referring to an event, shall we say. Ryan Hopak. And the Happy Chinchillas, of course, by popular demand. That was Titanic. Drowning Once and For All, Alanis Morissette. Poor girl. Let's see. Meaningless Songs was the Heebie Jeebies from, I believe they're from New Zealand, but I think they could be from Australia, too. One of them. Anyway, Down Under, right? The Complainers after that, and that was, of course, 500 Miles. I'm going to be the guy that goes right back to bed. Me, too. Let's see, we heard from Rick Rumble, and that was the Mayberry Rap. I really like that a whole lot more than I should have, but maybe you did too, I don't know. The Electric Amish, they were kind of a Bob and Tom radio thing. Sweet Home Indiana, if there's such a thing. Can't Stop the Sneezing was from Shirley Serban. Sir, Serban, okay, keep track of me now here. All right, I don't have hair anymore. That was from Twisted Tunes, and I don't. I got my hair cut off this week. Ah, it's like weird. It's like this 10-pound weight around my neck that's not there anymore. Yes, it was very long. Mr. Grillion, that was from George Garabedian Players, along with Walker Edmiston. Okay, I'm saying that right. From 1958, Weird Al, of course. Can't have a satire show without Weird Al. That was Couch Potato. Scott Record. From New York, Nueva New York, who is from there, I think. I don't know. Anyway, you know who that was, right? Okay, and then Rapper's Plight was Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase had a record. Yeah, this was from it. It was actually not too bad, but this was weird. All right, anyway, a couple more things coming up. We have another rap song for you, because I hate rap. Coelacanth. We have a song about coelacanth from Power Salad. And Cletus T, once again, by popular demand. Paying tribute to Toby Keith. All right, so I'll tell you what. I'll see you next week. You behave yourselves so I don't have to come get you, and we'll just pretend this all never happened. Okay? See ya.
Dappy dippy the dip slip slop. Can't stop rapping to the uptown downtown crosstown. Cookies like the boogie to the preppy rap sound. Well, what you hear is not a joke. I can do the rap thing too. I can say a lot of nothing words as some other guys like to do. I live on the Upper East Side in a townhouse with a staff. I got a live-in maid, a butler and valet who lays out my clothes, draws a bath. My girlfriend is a spiffy little clippy and her name is Bessie McAdoo. Her father's very wealthy, he owns Vermont and a chunk of New Hampshire too. I wear alligator shirts, she wears A-line skirts and a circle pin on a lapel. And on our feet we got Sperry top siders cause they're classy and they look real swell. Hear me talking now, Sasson, Jordache, we don't wear designer jeans. While they fit rather well, they look like hell, we get khakis from L.L. Beans. And on summer vacation we go to Nantucket where we sail or we fish in the sea. When it snows, we grab warm clothes and go off to Colorado to ski. Hear me say I got a B.A., an M.A., a Ph.D. I'm a Phi Beta Kappa and a summa cum laude dissertation on Thackeray. I'm the first athlete to go through Harvard on a scholarship for playing bridge. I'm a Grand Slam man and I don't give a damn if I'm stuck with a one-club did. Speaking
running a school. I'm nobody's fool. I minored in philosophy. Lawn fair, say les autres, said Jean-Paul Sartre. And brother, I do agree. Get away! Now, Bibby's got a sister, her name is Libby, and she's studying acting at Yale. During bright summer days, Libby'd sit in the shade, cause she says, I'd rather be pale. Yes, Libby is great, and make no mistake, she lives up to the name McAdoo. She wears navy espadrilles, matching belt, little whales, and the occasional spray of Gentoo. Libby's got a boyfriend, his name is James of etiquette. James is bereft. He seems confused about which fork to use, or that port is always passed to the left. Now, James, quite a guy, you know the reason why. He's a specialist fixing foreign cars. He fixed Mr. McAdoo's old BMW by adjusting the anti-sway bars. Now, I don't have a Lincoln Continental or a sunroof Cadillac, but I do have a little Maserati, which gets me to the office and back. Take it, Biffy! Biffy and I, we met one summer studying music at the Sorbonne. We'd spend our days in left bank cafes and strolling through the Jeux de Paume. Ah, yes, it was love like hand in glove, cause we're both into music, you see. She likes the heavy Germans like Bruckner and Mahler. I tend to prefer Satie. Yes, we get along fine. We like fine wine, Chateau Fijac or Margaux, or a Jeroboam of Dom Perignon to wash down the escargot. Hear me talking now, S-N-O-B. You think I'm a spoiled brat? Well, I just made this whole thing up now. What do you think of that?
never do. Not very far. Will Jesse Owens smile on down, or will there be a cosmic peekaboo? My mother, the car. And the red race runs until it's said and done. The cup of dubious prize, full of celestial lies. And before I knew it,
I saw the sea again.
A 1D, 2D parody of Toby. Now, double D cups are utterly incredible. At Mardi Gras and Spring Break, they're usually quite visible. But you there, sweet lady, got a great set of breasticles. Are they real? I don't have to ask.
That's true.
Hey, double D cups, they may look inflatable, and whether they're paid for is often debatable. But on tons of websites, they're always downloadable, as well as Kim Kardashian's ass. Woo!
Double D cups, $6,000 bucks. We'll credit card 'em. Go ahead and charge 'em. I love you, double D cups. Can't get enough. I'm glad.
Tops, I like them in sweaters. I like when they point like an Irish setter. Yeah, double D cups have never looked better, but I can't seem to get lucky.
Aww.
Yeah, I must admit that some ladies with biggins have more than a few times had my name written on them with a Sharpie when they see fitting, but they're all usually quite chubby.
Double D cups, hope they don't bust. Good lordy, lordy. You're such a hottie. I love them double D cups. Can't get enough. Oh, what a body. Oh, what a body.
Well, nothing against those who were not as blessed and may never win a wet t-shirt contest. But when it comes to double D's, I confess they're the ball in my vavoo.
Easy,
guys. Yeah, double D cups can be saline and plastic. The bigger, the better. They sure look bootastic. And though they may make it hard to do gymnastics, I mean it when I look at them and say, double D cups, you're more than just jugs.
Yeah.
Bazoons, cans, baby feeders, tatas, milkshakes, pink nose puppies, hooters, watermelons, Twitter sausages, blouse money. Whatever you are, you're still my friends. My lifelong friends, both of you. Even the slightly smaller one.
I love them double D cups and bras that push up like Dolly Parton. Like Dolly Parton. We love those double D cups.